This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Oh my goodness, did you hear those statistics concerning all the COVID deaths in America? Whoa! That's crazy! Man, hurry up, government! We're waiting for our vaccination that Bill Gates is creating. Hurry, I'm scared. You're driving more fear through false statistics once again. And I'm speaking right now to the people that don't know the difference. Oh my goodness, you are being lied to in such a major way. Don't you think it's a little funny, friends, that you listen to the mainstream media basically delivering up a guy for fraud? I mean, really what it comes down to, friends, this is probably one of the good guys that was exposing the frauds. And what do? They put him in the light as the bad guy being busted for fraud. At the same time, they're talking about all these false stats concerning COVID-19. We've proven it 1,000 times on this show. I'm going to take it a step further. You all well know Bill Gates and Melinda Gates, neither one of them are licensed doctors, nor are they elected representatives in any country. Yeah, they're the ones that are driving all of this. Well, we just found out, friends, that the World Health Organization Director General, ooh, look at that title. He must know better than we do. He's not even a trained medical doctor. This is who the people are listening to. I mean, those statistics are just out of sight and out of mind. Oh, my goodness. Hurry up, government. Hurry up. I know we don't trust you, but hurry up. The media that keeps telling us all this and propping up and promulgating these lies to the CIA-controlled media, we don't trust you, but hurry up. Bring those vaccinations. We can't wait. Yes. Yes. Who's delivering them up? Oh, my goodness, friends. I mean, times are serious. So serious that John Bel Edwards, a governor, was just busted without his mask on, hanging out with his buddies. Oh my goodness, that's how bad it is. Or did you hear about the Austin mayor just today? Oh, what the American people will not tolerate. Oh my goodness. Oh, what the American people will not submit to. As Benjamin Franklin warned, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. They do it. They devour with a smile on their face. Austin mayor was vacationing, friends. He was vacationing in Cabo, when he said residents need to stay home. This is brand new today. How do you show mercy to a people like that? Austin Mayor Steve Adler warns residents, our numbers are increasing. We need to stay home if we can. This is not a time to relax. In a video posted to Facebook, he was vacationing in San Lucas on Mexico's Pacific coast. This is brand new today. Oh my goodness, what the American people won't put up with. all to their own demise. These are the people that you're listening to. How many times do they need to be, caught and exposed for lying to you Americans before you hold them accountable? You're subjecting yourself to a bunch of frauds that are proving the point by what they do in contrast to what they say. Romans 1:18, read it. All of you people that claim that you have eyes to see and ears to hear. The governor's busted outside hanging out with his buddies golfing. He said he didn't do anything wrong, right? And then we have another mayor, a governor and a mayor, just today, it was reported, on vacation. Well, he's telling everybody, the numbers are increasing. The time is now to relax. Oh, my goodness, we need to stay home if we can, as he's on vacation. Whoa. You know, on top of that, when you go over to Deuteronomy 28, verse 54. I'm going there right now because I want to give you the scripture. It's interesting that, I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong one here. Deuteronomy 28. I'm just thinking about where they, under the curses, the Bible talks about spraying down powder upon the people as a part of judgment. And basically that the curse would take the disease and the pestilence, and it would cleave unto you to destroy you. And here we are today. As a matter of fact, here, let me just say it this way. I'll let the mainstream media blurt the truth out in their confusion, okay? This is brand, I'm sorry, not brand new, but today, all day long, while they're telling you about these fraudulent numbers and statistics, at the same time, simultaneously, I look up and I see this geoengineering going on all over the state of Minnesota in a major way. They're called chemtrails. I got a question for you. Is that a theory too? So the very people that are telling you that these stats are just sky high, they're the ones responsible for spraying down chemicals on mass populations throughout the United States and on a global basis. Is that a theory? Absolutely not. We've known this in Minneapolis since 1968. Listen to this report.
Could a strange substance found by a southwest Arkansas man be part of a government test? Well, that's the question at the heart of a phenomenon called chemtrails, now getting widespread attention. Well, tonight, Bayplay News 12 investigation reporter Jeff Farrell shows us the results of testing we had done about what's in our skies.
It seemed like some mornings it was just crisscrossing the whole sky, and it was just like a giant checkerboard.
Bill Nichols snapped several photos of the strange clouds from his home in Stamps, Arkansas. They begin as normal contrails from a jet engine, but do not fade away like a normal contrail. Soon after, he saw particles in the air.
You know, because we'd see it drop to the ground in a haze.
Nichols then noticed the material collecting on the ground.
It was water and stuff that I collected in bowls. I had it set out in my backyard on my dad's pickup truck.
KSLA News 12 had the sample tested at a lab. The results? A high level of barium, 6.8 parts per million, more than three times the toxic level set by the EPA.
Armed with these lab results about the high levels of barium found in our sample, we decided to contact the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality. They told us that, yes, these levels are very unusual, but at the same time, they added the caveat that proving the source is a whole other matter.
Yeah.
Barium is a hallmark of other chemtrail testing, which even attracted...
Oh, you know what? We got a hard break coming up on us right now, friends. We'll go ahead and phase that out really quick. We're going to play the rest of it when we come back, but just think about it, friends. The same ones spraying down chemicals upon the populations in the on a global basis, namely in the United States right now, these are the same people advocating murder of the innocent and the womb, and for some reason or another, you want them to put a vaccination into your body. Okay, you deserve what you got coming.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is amazing. We heard during the first segment, right before we got on air, across the country, as to the statistics that they're heightening every day. It's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. What are we to do? Oh my goodness! It's so bad that the governor, John Bel Edwards, in Louisiana, is busted playing golf with his buddies without a mask on. That's how bad it is. And if that's not good enough for you, friends, hang on a second, because now I'm going to go over to the Austin mayor, who just got done telling everybody, listen, our numbers are increasing. Oh, my goodness, what are we to do? What are we to do? We need to stay home, said the Austin mayor. This is not the time to relax. Things are getting really bad. This is posted on Facebook by the mayor in Austin, and then he is busted vacationing in San Lucas on Mexico's Pacific coast at the same time. Now, we've been covering a lot of this, friends. The mayor in Denver was just busted doing this. At the same time, Colorado governor was calling business owners that were basically calling them out for fraud as a bunch of selfish bees. Oh, the list goes on and on and on and on, and they want you to, hey, don't pay attention to what you see. Pay attention to what we tell you that you see. Friends, what is going on here? Is this craziness? And right before the end of the last segment there, friends, before the hard break, I played some audio for you concerning the mainstream media, basically blurting the truth out in their confusion, because I noticed this morning as they're telling you about all these statistics, how they're so bad and they're just rising, which, by the way, they can't prove. It's interesting to note, I looked up and I noticed all these chemtrails being sprayed down upon the population in the state of Minnesota. And again, I want you to keep in mind that this is the same government that sanctions the murder of innocent babies in the womb. Just so you know, and they know that baby parts are being harvested, but they want you to believe that they're looking out for your good. Not at all. Deuteronomy 28:24, this is a people that will not listen to the commandments of the Lord to keep his statutes nor his judgments. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. If you look at statistically under chemtrails in other parts of the world, there is cardiovascular. They're having a lot of heart attacks, respiratory problems. That's what's happening. Because this is what they're spraying down. So I want you to listen to this report that the mainstream media did, just in case there's somebody out there saying, Bradley, this is all theory. Now, I don't think theory's working with anybody anymore. I think a lot of the stuff that people have been warning us about for the last 5 and 6 decades, well, we're living it in the present, aren't we? Yep. No more theory here. You're living the reality. So you better stand up and you better be converted. That of mine to begin to deal with those that have been committing the act of conspiracy towards all of us. Let's get on the same page here. Listen to this.
Attention from a Los Angeles TV station. There's already no shortage of unclassified weather modification programs by the government. But those who fear chemtrails could be secret biological or chemical testing on the public point to the 1977 Senate hearings in particular, which confirmed 239 populated areas had been contaminated with biological agents between 1949 and 1969. Later, the 1994 Rockefeller Report concluded hundreds of thousands of military personnel were also subjected to secret biological experiments over the last 60 years. But could secret testing be underway yet again?
I'd rather it be something inert and benign, you know, something that's, you know, not causing any damage, but I'd like to know what it is.
KSLA News 12 discovered chemtrails are even mentioned by name in the initial draft of House Bill 2977.
That's right.
Back in 2001.
That's right.
Under the Space Preservation Act. But the military denies any such program exists. Jeff Harrell, KSLA News 12 reporting.
And, you know, it turns out until 9 years ago, the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
Oh, under law.
And the public outcry repealed part of that law with some exceptions.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The report mentioned high levels of barium.
The government, yeah, barium, that's the word. That's their medical particles that are falling down upon the population. There's a lot to that, but I just wanted to let you know what we're dealing with here in the state of Minnesota today as they're looking out for our good Americans. They're spraying down chemicals upon the populations. Again, look up chemtrails. I want to tell you firsthand experience. We were flying through to Minneapolis to Tennessee with one of my pilot buddies. That's a Delta pilot. He was also a F-16 pilot back in the Air Force. And it's interesting, he was taking a nap next to me, and I noticed at a distance I could see chemtrails being dropped from another plane at about, oh, I don't know how many thousand, 20,000, 25,000 feet. And I woke him up and I said, hey, brother, I'm just curious. And I was playing stupid with him at this time. But I asked him the question. I said, what's coming out of those jet engines? And he looked at me with a dumbfounded look, and he said, Bradley, that is not contrail. He said, they're spraying something down. That's exactly what he told me. So, again, another firsthand experience, not being speculative, friends, not giving you what I heard from somebody else. I'm telling you, firsthand experience here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Before I play my next audio, I want to let you know that if you want to check us out, go to Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's 13 to 15 articles there. 13 to 15 articles there combating the lies of the mainstream media. Friends, if we are deplatformed again because 2 weeks ago now YouTube came in and pulled my channel of 7 years for no warranted reason whatsoever. Okay, this is a violation of your free speech, by the way. Okay, and we are fighting it, just to let you know. But if you go to the platform that we may be on sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe there because we will always be found on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page today, click on, join us on Top Chat. You can go to beforeitsnews.com, the same thing there, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page, click onto it, join us on Top Chat. If you want to give us a call at any time, please give us a call at 1-866. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6. Where else, Lord? Acts 4:12. You get the point. We've got a lot to cover. I mean, what the American people will not tolerate blows me away. You know, as I remember back in the 80s, there was a band called Cinderella. They had a song called, You Don't Know What You've Got Until It's Lost. You don't know what you've got until it's gone. And I'll tell you what, that's exactly where we're at today, because the American people, 330 million minus 1.7% of that population, are submitting to a bunch of clowns. And you thought the joke was on them, when in fact they're behind closed doors, friends, and even publicly now, laughing at you every step of the way. Every step of the way, friends. That's a little far-fetched. Oh, okay, well, here, let me give it to you straight again from the horse's mouth. That's one thing you're never going to get us on the show, friends, is the fact that we cannot validate our sources, because it is one thing that I painstakingly do. Same thing with Tim Brown, his morning show, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, the same thing there, because we give it to you directly from the sources. We're not giving you our opinions. We can always stay safe there. And we always bring about the resolve by bringing forth the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution, which is premised upon the Word of God. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Let's take this a step forward, okay, because I'm going to get to this in just a moment. The World Health Organization's Director General, whoa, look at that title. Did you know that he's not even a doctor? Just like Bill Gates and Melinda Gates. Here is a situation where you have to listen to what he's saying very carefully, because he told you what he didn't mean to say, at least that publicly. This is the World Health Organization. He's called himself an official, and he urges world leaders. In this country, we have a representative government, and they represent we the people. We do not represent them. They represent us under God. But it states, the headline does, on the Examiner here, who official urges world leaders to stop using lockdowns as primary virus control method. Control method. Okay? I want you to listen to this and listen carefully as to what he said. Go for it.
But we had Professor Sunetra Gupta from Oxford University on, and she was implying, and I'm interested in you because you have a global mandate, a global view, was that a problem we don't think about in lockdowns is that they're very nationalistic. That if we lock down our economy, then it hits our economy. But it also means we are not buying stuff, we're not trading with weaker economies, we are not just destroying our own jobs, we're destroying the jobs of all those that in the poorer parts of the world that export to us. That seemed to me to be a reasonable point.
Really important point.
Okay, so he comes back and responds to this professor, and I'm going to play that when we come back. It's a very short piece. And then I'm going to get over to the head of the WHO. That's the acronym for World Health Organization. Friends, like Bill Gates, those that are calling the shots here, they're not even doctors. Billy Bob's got the money, and we see a lot of Judases in America that have sold their people and their country out, along with their souls. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell thinks Congress should move quickly to pass a new coronavirus stimulus package that covers everything that Democrats and Republicans agree on.
Bank that progress, make law, take a whole lot of pressure off struggling people, and then keep debating the areas where we don't agree.
The Kentucky Republican opening the Senate on Thursday, again accusing Democrats of holding things up by asking for too much. Regarding a new stimulus plan, President Trump thinks a deal is within reach.
I want it to happen, and I believe that they're getting very close to a deal.
The president asked if he'd support a new coronavirus stimulus package that's being negotiated.
I will.
President Trump awarding legendary football coach Lou Holtz with the Medal of Freedom at the White House today. This is USA Radio News. The Trump campaign believes there was widespread voter fraud in Nevada. On Thursday, the district court in Carson City will hear the campaign challenge November 3rd's Nevada election results. Nevada Republican advisor Chris Prudhon on some of the inconsistencies and irregularities in Nevada.
We had over 42,000 duplicate addresses of individuals who actually obviously voted more than once. We actually have evidence of actual numerous instances of fraud. When we are able to match up the date of birth, the address, and the voter registration number, there are numerous different cases of issues that have transpired.
The Supreme Court on Thursday ordered a lower federal court to re-examine California restrictions on indoor religious services in areas hit hard by the coronavirus in light of the justice's recent ruling in favor of churches and synagogues in New York. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
According to the Concord Coalition, we are $27 trillion in debt, and the debt keeps growing. Did you hear that? The federal government ran a deficit of $3.3 trillion in fiscal year 2020, more than triple the deficit for fiscal year 2019. I thought the current administration was going to eradicate all that debt. Oh, no. It's going just the exact opposite, like I've always told you. Okay? Just like I've always told you. You want to do what the Lord says and judge men by their fruit, then you're going to understand. You want to keep closing your eyes to the truth? Then you're going to fall into the pit that they themselves are digging, and you're going to fall into it with them. You can rest assured. Galatians 6:7. Read it when you get a moment. Now, the reason I brought that up is because we just heard cocaine drug trafficking, Mitch McConnell from Kentucky. I don't know if you know this or not, but he was busted with 90 pounds of cocaine on his family's Ping Mei, transporting cocaine into America. Okay. You didn't hear peep about it because the mainstream media doesn't want you to know because they're covering for those that are a part of their global assistance. They're useful idiots. Now, if you put that up to some of our forefathers and those that were in the circle of influence during the time of our War of Independence in America here, you'll see that William Pitt said, listen carefully, you just heard them talk about we need to hurry up and pass another stimulus bill. Nope, they're indebting you, friends, and your children. You're being enslaved. Listen to what William Pitt said, okay? Necessity is the plea for every infringement upon human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. So when you hear a politician continuously talk, and you hear this all day long, we need to hurry up and pass a bill. What do they want to pass the bill for? Because they got to aid the people that are out of work. Wait a second, who put them out of work? That's what you have to answer. Those that create the problem come in on the other side, play the problem solver, but most people don't take the time to realize they're stealing your money and reallocating your money to that which they want it to go to. Okay? In America, you've known this for decades in this country. Why do you tolerate this, America? Oh, what the American people will not tolerate. Oh, what the American people will not tolerate. You deserve the country that you've allowed, America. I love you enough to tell you the truth because that's just the facts of the matter. By the way, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. What I want to do is I want to go back to this audio that I played for you. I didn't, folks, these heartbreaks just come up on me, and I've got, you know, so much time, and I got to fill everything in between the breaks, and I was just ready to tee it up, and then all of a sudden I seen it was 2:27 here, Central Time, and I knew I had 1 minute left. So forgive me when that happens, but again, I want to go back, and I want you to hear this, friends, because this is... This is a self-proclaimed official for WHO urging world leaders to stop using lockdowns as primary virus control method. He's saying use different methods. America, what is it that you won't tolerate? How many times do they need to be exposed? That is the mercy of God.
That seemed to me to be a reasonable point.
Really important point by Professor Gupta. I want to say it again. We in the World Health Organization do not advocate lockdowns as a primary means of control of this virus.
Primary
the
control.
The only time we believe a lockdown is justified is to buy you time to reorganize, regroup, rebalance your resources, protect your health workers who are exhausted. But by and large, we'd rather not do it. Just look at what's happened to the tourism industry, for example, in the Caribbean or in the Pacific, because people aren't taking their holidays. Looks what's happened to smallholder farmers all over the world because their markets have got dented.
Look
what's happening to poverty levels. It seems that have a doubling of world poverty by next year. We may well have at least a doubling of child malnutrition because children are not getting meals at school and their parents in poor families are not able to afford it. This is a terrible, ghastly global catastrophe, actually.
Yeah.
And so we really do appeal to all world leaders. Stop using lockdown as your primary control method. Develop better systems for doing it. Work together and learn from each other. But remember, lockdowns just have one consequence that you must never, ever belittle, and that is making poor people an awful lot poorer.
Yeah, thanks, man. I'm glad you're in our corner. But did you pay attention to the fact that he said, stop using lockdowns as primary virus control method? Did you catch that? Control. Well, at the end of the day, we've heard from doctor after doctor after doctor, namely the one out of Bakersfield, California, that said, this whole COVID, this isn't about science. This isn't about COVID, he said. He said, this is about government control. And what are the American people doing today? I'm embarrassed for Americans. And I say this to the 53 countries that are listening to me. It does not represent a Christian patriot. Let me tell you that. What people are doing today. How many of these people that are walking around pretending with corruption are just as angry about what's going on here, but they say, well, you know, I just don't want to ruffle anybody's feathers. But it's okay that your feathers are ruffled, right? Did you give them that authority to do what they're doing right now unconstitutionally? Well, of course not. In most cases, 99.9% of the time, they don't know the difference anyways. That's how you create slaves. That's how your chains are wielded, is through ignorance. The Lord said clearly in Hosea 4:6 that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. What part of that didn't most people get? What part of history didn't we learn from? Oh, that's right. Just keep history away from the American people. Give them the revisionists and pull out the truth of the matter as we play out in acts of tyranny against the people that we don't want to see from the past, that we don't want them to see from the past. That's how this is being done, little by little. And what's even worse than that is the American people even been conditioned now to even drop their kids off to their enemies in public schools to train them up. How stupid can a people become? Well, just look at America today, because we have become a proverb, we become a byword, we have become a joke in the face of the world because of what we put up with in this country. And I'm ashamed for those that aren't. Let me tell you. I'm embarrassed for those that aren't, for those that are just going along to get along. Let me add insult to ignorance here, okay, if you can do that, if there's such a thing. And the reason I say that is because I want you to listen carefully to what a war criminal, namely Hermann Göring, said during the Nuremberg trials back in 1945, okay? He said, naturally, the common people don't want war. Hey, folks. What's the first casualty to every war? The truth. What is it that you're not getting concerning this war on the people, namely the virus, that they can't prove? Okay, what's the first thing that is a partaker of creating this war? What is it? It's the truth that's missing. The first casualty to every war is always the truth. That's right. You know, my little boy was just upstairs. He loves to learn military tactics. He loves to learn from history. He loves to watch wars, and he likes to watch snipers. And, you know, some of my boys, they want to be Navy SEALs. And I'm all about that, if it's done for the right reason, right? But as I'm watching this, I'm just thinking to myself, how is it that these deceivers, regardless of what century, what decade they've been a part of, how is it that they have deceived the people into taking up their political wars, whether they're warranted or not? They lie to them. That's what they do. It's to me, if you want to resolve, I think the simplest way to do that is to take those prospective countries that are allegedly at war, like our politicians are, you know, the Republicans versus the Democrats, and we know behind closed doors they're the best of friends. I believe what we need to do is take these individuals, like for example, if it's the president that has an issue with another country, and instead of calling up our boys to go fight his unconstitutional wars, if it's a just war, why don't we have him go lead the way, and then we'll get behind him, the way that our forefathers taught us? No, that's not what they do today. They lie to the people, they take your sons and your daughters to go fight their unconstitutional wars, and they could care less if your kids live or die. Matter of fact, if you go to the pedophile, Mr. Henry Kissinger, what did he say? He said that military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as political pawns. That's what he said, to push forth their agenda. And the people still haven't caught up to this. Let's take those world leaders, as they like to call themselves, and if they want a war, let's take a cage, put it out in the middle of the desert, and let them fight to death. But let's televise this and show those said leaders what we're not going to put up with. But the people in masses have been deceived by the few. How? How is that? That is bewildering to me. It baffles me, to say the least. Listen carefully. If it's a war that's worthy to be fought, let them go first. Let them go first, and then we'll get behind them. If not, you already know what it's all about. And you know it's not a righteous war. Let me go back to Hermann Göring during the Nuremberg trials. This is what he said. Naturally, the common people don't want war, neither in Russia, nor in England, nor in America, nor for that matter in Germany. That is understood. But the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders, said this war criminal under Adolf Hitler. He said, that's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked today by a virus and denounce the pacifists, those that don't go along with it, for their lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. We just got done, said Hermann Göring, taking the innocent, and we've made them out to be the bad guys because they're not following our lead. What's happening today in America? The exact same thing. This is the history America needs to hear and to see. but yet they close their eyes to it. Folks, I can tell you that if I was talking about Donald Trump and Joe Biden right now, I would literally have on one channel thousands of people. But because it comes to a point where they have to sit down and actually open their ears rather than being entertained, they jump to somebody else. They hated Moses, so they got to find an Aaron. And it's exactly what these professors are doing today with your country. They're ignorant, and they deserve the demise that they're creating through their lack thereof. They're derelict of duty of becoming a Christian patriot in so many different ways, friends. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Doug Hagman here. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current future generations. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, so here we go. 1-866-582-9933. Forgive me if I say his name wrongly. Tedros Ghebreyesus. He's the World Health Organization Director General, who's giving all the dictates, all the directives on a global basis. Notice this word global is being used more and more and more and more too, right? And it's interesting to note that he's not even a trained medical doctor. And here you have big tech companies like YouTube and Facebook and Twitter saying that you're giving out false information from licensed doctors. See, this is what these folks, I'm going to go over to Isaiah 20. Instead of just giving you the reference, I want you to hear this because this is exactly what these devils want you to believe. They don't want you to, hey folks, these are the same people that are teaching through Common Core. 2 + 2 equals whatever you want it to equal. And if you people are responsible for drinking that Kool-Aid, you're also the ones drinking this Kool-Aid. Woe to those. That's a curse. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, but put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Oh my goodness, friends. That's dangerous, dangerous business. That's who these people are. And again, I want you to make clear that Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Google and Yahoo, the mainstream media, they're demonizing licensed doctors that are telling you the truth. And yet the guy that's giving all these directives isn't even a doctor. Again, you can't make this up. You know, I just wonder, this is what's coming to me right now by the Holy Ghost. I just wonder if America's wound is incurable. Because Jeremiah went through that. Is America's womb, wound, W-O-U-N-D, is it incurable? Is there still people that are in this country that are worth saving? I mean, oh my goodness, because what I see and what I find by being on radio for the last 17 years is you could transport people to the sun and they don't see it. And I want to tell you why they don't see it is because they don't want to see it. But let's move on here. You have an individual. Everybody's afraid of Billy Bob Gates, Mr. Depopulation himself. Remember his daddy used to run Planned Parenthood, right? He wants to depopulate the planet. He's the author and the finisher of death if you take his little vaccination. Remember Luciferus and Luciferin? Remember that? Yeah, that's his new patent on Google. You can go online and find it, right? He wants to put tracking devices in people. I didn't say that. No, they said that. This is common knowledge. Is that a theory? No, it's not a theory. Is it a conspiracy? Yes, it is. Jeremiah 11:9. It's what's at play today, friends. It's what's at play. Just so you know, right? But Billy Gates and Melinda Gates, they're talking about vaccinations. And then you got, what's below him? Anthony Fauci hasn't seen a patient in 20 years, Mr. Go to the ball game without your Mr. You better wear your mask or else, right? He's on the at the ball field without his mask on, friends. Another hypocrite, right? Telling you the truth of the matter that it's a fraud. But the people go right along with it. What is it that the American people won't tolerate? Well, let me introduce you to this guy. The head of the WHO. The director in general who isn't even a trained medical doctor. Tim Brown wrote, if you're not familiar, the fascists in government, as well as those in international corporations, are pointing to the World Health Organization, WHO, that's the acronym, for guidelines and even liberty-squashing actions against those who would dare question the influences of and authority of WHO and its director, who isn't even a trained medical doctor. And again, keep in mind, the big tech companies and the mainstream media is doing their best to discredit those licensed doctors that are telling you what they're telling you is a lie. Mr. Tedros is the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, influence director general of WHO. Oh, yes, you heard me right. Or maybe it's Ted Ross, right? The head of WHO is the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, influence director general of WHO. He isn't even a trained medical doctor, but yet he is the author of what's taking place behind that of Bill Gates. That's what's going on. Yet he isn't even a trained medical doctor. Furthermore, he's also a member of a Marxist-Leninist Ethiopian political party known as Tigray and the People's Liberation Front, the TPLF, which ruled Ethiopia for the last 27 years, and some have listed it as a perpetrator of terrorism. Remember terrorism, friends? Remember English, the Oxford's English Dictionary, the original definition for terrorism is government by intimidation, okay? But I know they call people like me terrorists for exposing them for their terrorism. I know. I get how it works, right? Satan does that. That's what he does. That's the game he plays. Read Revelations 12:10. He's the accuser and the brethren. They took their orders from the manuscripts from that of Joseph Goebbels, Adolf Hitler's propagandist in his minister. That's what they called him, the propaganda minister. He said, accuse the others of what you're guilty of. That's right. That's what's happening here. Okay, so Ethiopians were opposing his candidacy for WHO director general position on grounds of his service and defense of the regime in Ethiopia, which is known by reputable international human rights organizations as one of the leading violators of human rights. Of course. If you want someone to do their killing for them, they're going to have to find killers to do it. What do you think? They're going to put some guy in there that is actually there standing in defense of the people and upholding the law? Absolutely not. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus Christ was manifested to destroy the works of such people. If only the church in America would do its job, we could deal with this joker too. The regime even at one point rejected a call by UN Human Rights Body to investigate killings of hundreds of civilians during a peaceful protest. It should come as no surprise that this guy is perpetrating the kind of things that he is on an unsuspecting world population and faced calls earlier this year to resign over his bumblings of coronavirus. Friends, why is it that you've been conditioned and dummied down to believe that when they're caught committing the crimes that a resignation is going to appease the rest of us? When we look at politicians in America, we consider all of their crimes and scandals. The American people, the stupid American people, they put a little social media post out there that says, you know what, we need to call for his resignation. Or how about this one? We need to vote him out. Really? Really? Well, again, soft judges produced hardened criminals, and it's exactly what you have here, America. First, consider that this individual is not a medical doctor. Therefore, what he is doing, providing any sort of advice, I thought that it was a crime. Well, it would be if I did that, right? Or I made a video with a licensed doctor and informed the public that it was merely for information purposes only. Then that would get removed by a platform like YouTube. That's just what happened to us 2 weeks ago. And I just highlighted that. Folks, the head of the WHO is not a medical doctor. He is not a medical doctor, but this is who the people are listening to concerning the medical industry on a global basis. He's a philosopher with a master's of science in infectious diseases, but probably doesn't provide any advice on how to actually take care of one's immune system, which is part of the problem we are currently facing. He has also aided the communist Chinese in hiding the alleged severity of their alleged outbreak. Now, it's interesting that he's a part of the communist Chinese, and yet the American people are listening to the guy, and yet we hear as they play back and forth, you know, promote it in the North and condemn it in the South. This is what politicians do, but they're on the same team. It's interesting that he's a communist Chinese, but yet the president of the United States accuses China of the cause, basically, of that of COVID-19, which, by the way, is equivalent to a common cold. Okay, so they've already got us off. You see, if they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Breitbart reported on January 14th, months after health officials are believed to have detected the first case of the virus in China on November 17th of last year. The WHO was promoting a Chinese claim via Twitter that there was no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission. Meanwhile, the disease was spiraling out of control. The WHO tweet came a day before the first case to reach the United States, reportedly flew from Wuhan to the state of Washington. Okay, we already know all this. My objective here is to pull the mask off of this devil. He's not a trained doctor. Just so we can make clear, the head of the WHO, World Health Organization, is not a medical doctor, yet he's the one giving directives. How does that work? All the while knowing that he is a part of the Chinese Communist Party. How does that work? That he's a member of a Marxist-Leninist Ethiopian political party known as Tigray People's Liberation Front, TPLF, which ruled Ethiopia for the last 27 years, and some have listed it as a perpetrator of terrorism. How is it that the American people are listening to a word of any of this as to what's going across the airwaves through the mainstream media? I know not what it is that the American people won't tolerate. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.